Up Chicago. Guess what? That's right. It is Monday, October 31st, 2016. And Taking the Limits Off is on the air live from the West Side Studios, located on the third floor of Kingdom Missionary Baptist Church. We have an outstanding show for you on today. Man, today is going to be good. It is Halloween, if you celebrate such things. It is Halloween, but man, in the studio with me, that's right, in case y'all didn't know, last week we made the announcement that my brother was going to be joining me every Monday going forward. The one, the only pastor from the First Bethel Baptist Church on the south side of Chicago, the one, the only Pastor Cornelius Puff is in the house with me on today. How you doing, sir?
I'm good, man. What's good, my people? We're back in the air, man. We're back here. I made the cut again, baby.
There you go.
Really? It's good to be here, man. My brother, how you doing, man?
I am good. I am good, man.
Man, listen, you did the show in Ohio Friday.
Don't even get me started on that.
Man, I ain't talking about the bowling alley.
We're going to talk about that in a minute. Look here, y'all. Later on roughly about 10, 15 minutes, we're going to have a special guest on the show with us today.
Yeah.
He is the brand new pastor
of
the Faith, Works, and Vision International Ministry Church. That's a long name. Doc, I got it all out. But he is the new pastor, Harold D. Washington.
Yes, sir.
We're sitting
side.
Right here in this middle seat, hot seat.
West side, baby.
He's sitting right here, and he's going to join us in a little while. But look, y'all, let me give you the rundown on how you can contact the show. If you are already listening on the line, you've already dialed in with your phones, simply push 1. You can call in with your questions and or comments. If you are listening via Blog Talk Radio, simply dial area code 347-934-0546. Again, that's area code 347-934-0546. If you're on social media, so are we. Simply go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/TTLO Radio. Again, that's facebook.com/TTLO Radio, and you will find us there. If you're on Twitter, you can tweet the show. You can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. Again, excuse me, you can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. We'd love to have you follow us right there. We'd love to do it, man. It is going to be a good time. It's going to be a good time. If you want to email the show, real simple, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. You will find us right there. We'd love to read that email on the show. The live streams are up and running. Ustream.tv, there we go. Ustream.tv, you do a search for Taking the Limits Off with Dana and Devon. You'll find us right there. Again, that's Ustream.tv. And do a search for Taking Limits Off with Dana and Devon. Also, Facebook Live. Facebook Live is now up and running. If you are on Facebook Live, y'all know the routine. Y'all got to behave, act like y'all in church. When you come in the chat room, say hello to the people.
There you go.
Don't be one of them funny-acting Christians that come in and don't speak to nobody.
And don't raise your finger.
Right, come right now. We don't do the slave finger out here at church. Got a pee, bro. Anyway, why you want to start? We got company, man. We got company.
We got a welcome to suffering.
We don't do that till the second time you come.
Okay.
You know, you got to act right when food come over the first time.
Okay,
you know, second time, you go get your own drink, you know, your own food. You know, right. You know how it works.
You know how it works. You gonna go from Fiji to High Mountain. What is it?
High Mountain.
See, he don't even know what kind of water it is. Ice Mountain. Ice Mountain.
See, funny.
Yes, sir.
I tell you, boy, about black folk. Anyway, we gonna keep it going. Facebook Live. When you come in the room, y'all know the routine. Speak to everybody in the room and then speak to us. Y'all know what to do. FacebookLive.com. Facebook.com/TTLO Radio. Then do me this favor. For those of you on Facebook Live, hit the share button. Hit the share button. If you got one of them of the devil phones, which is the iPhone, I think you swipe up, and that's how you get that the share thing. If you got a Droid phone, you swipe left or right, one of them, and then hit the share button. Share with all your people. We'd love to have you be a part of what we got going on in here.
Yes.
It's going to be a good time. It's going to be a good time.
It is.
So, last but not least, iTunes. Right. I forgot about that. iTunes. Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. Real simple. Go to iTunes. Go to your podcast section of iTunes. Do a search for Taking the Limits Off with Dana and Devon, and you will find us right there. Hit the subscribe button. Watch this, y'all. This is the best part about it. It's free. Don't cost you nothing. Free 99, as we like to say.
Only thing you have to pay for is attention.
Man, that's it, Doc. So look here. That's all you got to do. That's all you got to do. But we'd appreciate you guys coming on in and helping us out doing that little share thing. It would be wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. We're excited about it. So, as you were saying.
Man, Friday, man. Talk to me, my brother.
What you want to talk about?
Man, listen, number one, man.
During the show, I chimed in. I kept getting kicked out for some reason. I don't know.
Let me say this. First of all, I can't complain about the hotel was wonderful.
Okay.
I was at the Embassy Suites. It was a wonderful, wonderful hotel. But the Wi-Fi was a little bit on the...
Yeah, it was a hot mess. That was some cold trash.
Yeah, it was a little on the, you know,
yeah.
it was not, you know,
it couldn't get right.
Here is the deal, and it's something we gonna work on in the future when we're doing remote shows.
Sure.
You know, the most important part, and I know y'all watching on Facebook Live and all that.
Yeah.
Facebook Live and Ustream, that is the secondary mediums, the way we broadcast.
Exactly.
Blog Talk Radio, the actual radio portion,
exactly,
that you go to the Blog Talk website, that's how all of our listeners mainly listen. So the focus has to be on the audio side. The video side is always going to be a stretch.
Sure.
Especially when you are limited to that free Wi-Fi, because I wasn't going to pay for that Embassy Suite Wi-Fi.
Yeah, it wasn't planned right.
No, I didn't.
He wasn't being fair.
Yeah, I used the free Wi-Fi. You know, the one that come when you sign in.
He wasn't being fair to you.
Yeah, it let me do the broadcast.
Okay.
It just wasn't gonna let me do the video.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So, and then I tried to. I was gonna even use my own hotspot, you know, from Sprint, but the service up in them there hills of Ohio, because I was outside of it wasn't exactly like downtown Cincinnati. It was like outside of the area. So
you was in Akron or something?
No, bro. You know what? Let me make sure I get the name right. I was going to tell the name up. It's called Blue Ash. Yeah, I said it right. Yeah, I said it right. I said it right. I said it right.
Hey, I was tearing it up all the whole time I was at it.
Hey,
but this we're going to just keep it at blue.
Blue Ash.
A-S-H.
Now, that's ash.
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 Yeah, I enunciated the thing, but that ain't what I was.
Not bo ash.
Or blessed ass.
Right.
come on,
let's stop.
Ash.
Okay.
You know what comes from your cigars and cigarettes. It was ash.
That's it. So, yes, anyway. That's where we at. Let me make sure I see y'all come in the room. Apostle Marlon Hester, bless you, sir, for watching. I appreciate you. Yolanda King, good morning, good afternoon, rather. How we doing? Let me make sure I don't want to miss nobody's comments. And let me open a chat room on Ustream because ain't nobody over. I don't want to miss, you know. Make sure y'all got volume over there, because last week, let's say y'all was over there, they watched half the show with no volume.
No volume.
Nobody say anonymous.
Anonymous.
Right. Bless you. Kimberly Cox, bless you. We see you. All right, amen. So anyway, let me just say this. I went to Ohio, but I left my bowling game in Chicago.
You left it in Chicago, man.
Yeah, I left my game here. I don't really know what happened. I'm not real.
Just did you do a gutter? That's all I want to know. I mean, you're a professional. You're a semi-professional.
First of all,
bro, I mean, what are you?
The question is not, did I throw a gutter?
Uh-oh.
The question is how many?
Oh my God!
Yeah.
My brother went all the way to Ohio
to throw a couple of gutters. My favorite niece in the whole wide world, Danielle Donald, how are you? My favorite niece in the whole wide world says to me, "Uncle, how did you do?"
Uh-oh.
I said, "I bowled like you."
Oh my God!
And she said, "You threw some gutters."
How old is she?
How old is Danielle? 28, 29.
Okay, so
she just made something.
So what is your level? I know you bowl on
my average right now, which I'm still trying to figure out how that happened, is at 176. I really don't know how it got to 176 considering my bowling
is
game.
Is that good or bad? Good or bad?
180 and above is good.
Because I was just watching on Facebook,
uh-huh,
and this Caucasian lady did a 300 and something.
That's perfect. Yeah, 300 is perfect.
She was hitting it.
Oh, but yeah, you know.
And then she had an overall score, eight something, a nine something, something like that.
Also, she had like an 800 plus series. So
yes,
you bowled three games and they counted as your six.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
She had a perfect all the way through.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Now,
have you ever done that?
See, you know what?
Yeah. I just want to.
You know how he said at the beginning of the show he made the cut? Don't get cut after that.
Listen, my people, is
next
that a legit question?
Hey, Pastor Washington, when you get over here, what are you doing on Monday?
I'm over.
We might have
my brother to cut.
We might have to ask the question.
I'm just letting you know. Look, we don't pay nothing.
And
we will give you some water and some snacks. But if you want to come on in the room on a Monday, there might be an extra spot.
I'll just ask the question.
I'll ask
you
the question.
Have you ever done something like that?
I'm going to answer your question. No.
I came.
Right. Look at this. This close.
See, seriously.
This, honestly,
this
so
that wasn't a bad question.
This close.
You came very close.
No. I went all the way to the 10th frame.
Wow.
That's
12 frames, right?
No, it's 10 frames,
okay.
But you throw three balls
gotcha.
In the 10th.
Gotcha.
So I hit strike number 10.
Uh-oh.
And then I think it was strike number 11 was where I missed it. I think it's where I missed it.
Wow.
If I'm not mistaken. Yeah.
Did you get another bowl after that one?
I did make the spare. Make the spare. And then it was, yeah. So I ended up with a 298
or 9.
89 or something like that? I had to go back and check the face. Go back and check. Because I posted it.
How long ago was that?
Last year.
Okay.
This was last year. But, you know, here's the thing about bowling a 300. If you do it during a regular open bowl, it don't mean nothing.
It don't mean nothing.
Now, it's mean something personal.
Just practice.
Personal to you.
Just practice.
And the bowling alley don't really do nothing. But if I do it in the league,
okay.
Like if I do it on a Saturday,
yes.
Oh, you get a bowling pin. They go get you a bowling pin.
Really?
They engrave your name on the side, and you get a ring.
Really?
Yeah, I know a dude who got he got like Jordan.
Okay, so what's your average in the league?
My average in the league is 175.
Okay.
76,
okay.
Somewhere up in the year.
So you're 100-something away from 300.
But nobody has a 300 average.
Gotcha.
The best bowlers are bowlers who are bowling 215, 220.
Oh, okay. See, he educating me. I play every other sport.
The best bowlers are those who bowl, like, I'll give you a good example. So, you know, when you're in a, they call them handicap leagues.
Okay.
So you bowl with, it's like golf. You
now
know,
is
you,
that like for the Olympics, the disability? I mean,
you see what I'm saying?
No, I'm just asking.
Y'all see what I'm saying?
It's
Monday.
He said
it's Monday.
It's Monday. I know they got
Special Olympics.
And
that's what I told us about the church yesterday.
Is it like Special Olympics style?
He preached yesterday.
I'm
sure.
Confronting the promise.
Right, we're going to confront something in a minute.
Help a brother.
See what I'm saying?
Help me out.
I'm trying to be.
I'm not really good at bowling, man.
No, it means that. Anytime you are under 225,
you're handicapped.
They automatically give you pins when you start. So, for instance, let's say you went to the bowling league.
Mm-hmm.
You came and joined the league.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have a league history.
Okay.
So you're gonna throw three games.
For free?
No. You're gonna bowl your three games, and then they're gonna take the average of those three games, and that becomes your new average. And if it's
all
for the rest of the season, yes.
Oh.
And then as the weeks go, your average either goes up or it goes down. So you may start off with, like there's a young lady on our team that has 72 pins. So whatever she bowls, they'll add 72 pins toward the end.
So that's handicap.
That's what the handicap is.
So they're helping you out.
Well, because that's why it's called a handicap. It's a handicap league, not handicap right. Meaning special needs.
Oh,
short yellow bus.
Oh,
no,
I
not like the one that you got off on in the flight.
I got off
right
because I let me say this, my brother.
You bowl?
That's my see. I roll. I don't bowl.
So what's the highest game you've ever bowled? We don't hear nothing.
I hear sirens.
Let me ask one more again. What's the highest you bowl?
The highest. We was on level one. We was on the second floor. We was on what now?
Now they have. had three floors.
Uh-huh.
So we bowled on the second or the third floor. That's the highest I ever been bowled.
That's the highest you've ever bowled.
Yeah, on the second or third floor.
No, I'm talking about the score.
See, when I did it, we didn't keep score.
No, because somebody kept score. The machine keeps the score.
No, see, I went before then. Like, before they got the electronics, I wanted to learn, so I wanted to.
So you're saying you ain't been bowling in 20 years?
You know, I've been to the alley.
Did you throw a ball while you were there?
I told you, I rolled. Not bowl. I rolled. And rolling. See, when you bowl, you're getting the pins. When you roll, it's some similar to what you did Friday.
So what you say?
Gutters. But it wasn't in the gutters.
No.
See, now.
No, let's not take it that far.
Okay. Now, here, my brother.
Our gutters are accidental and few
mine,
far between.
Mine purpose.
Okay.
You know, all right, here, when I bowl.
What do you do on Wednesday nights, Cornelius Parks?
You know, if not Bible study, I want to come
bowl. I'm talking about after Bible study.
I want to come bowl with you.
Okay, all right. This is what we're going to do. Because, see, one thing I do love is a challenge.
Challenge.
Can't stand that record. But that's another thing.
But I'm just.
But Solange, if you want to come on the show,
I mean, you can definitely
come. Right.
Come on in the room.
See? We ain't going to make it today, y'all. We ain't going
to. Let me say this.
Come on.
I will take the challenge.
Okay.
I want everybody to hear this.
Yeah.
Because when we go play,
we're
going to do Facebook Live.
We show this.
And we're going to put a bet to this.
Hold on 1 second. What are you recording? Get the time. Tanya, what time you say this? It's 1:12 left in the show.
Let me say, I'm very competitive. Yeah, I mean, everyone know my background, football, basketball, softball, and all. And I don't proclaim to be a bowler.
Mm-hmm,
but I want to have some fun with this. I'm going to have some fun with this. We're going to go bowling. Not this Wednesday because I'm going hunting Wednesday.
Hunting.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. I'm going to Michigan. I'm going hunting.
You didn't invite me to go hunting. I like to hunt.
Do you?
No, I'm just playing.
Oh. So next Wednesday.
Unless you're talking about duck hunting on Nintendo.
No, here. Next Wednesday, we are going. Now, where are we going? You pick the place. I don't know where to go.
Let me think about that.
Quiet in the church mouse.
Let me think about that. What's convenient for you?
It don't matter.
No, what? You stay south.
I stay south, but it don't matter.
It don't matter. Because normally I'm at Hillside.
Okay, so I come to the west side to Hillside. I come to Hillside.
Nine
my
o'clock.
Mama stay right there at Hillside.
Nine, okay, well, this is what you do. You go see Mama before you go to Hillside and ask Mama to lay hands on you.
I might need to
afterwards to console you.
That's right.
But what's going to happen is don't take it personal.
Not at all.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Now, is it fair?
Is what fair?
All right, here.
Here what?
Come on.
Ain't no fair. Ain't no such thing as fair in a street fight.
You know how bikes have trainer wheels? Bikes have trainer wheels.
You want the duck? You want the
bumper?
The bumper? You can use the bumpers.
Now, Facebook,
use the bumpers. Y'all see me on this train?
Listen, he can use the bumpers. Now, let me say this. I didn't say I really couldn't bowl.
It's okay.
But he's going to give me the bumpers? And we're going to bet.
That's what it sounds like.
Let me tell you something.
That's what it sounds like.
I'm going fast until next Monday. The Lord is going to meet you up the hillside. Listen, let me tell you something. I'm going to beat this man.
Uh-huh.
And you know, let me tell this.
Uh-huh.
He said I can use the bumper.
Well, you said
that's the Holy Ghost.
Need some help.
He said I can use.
Did you not say you needed some help?
I need a little help.
Then what help do you? You got two options. You can use the bumpers, or you can use that special needs tool.
Handicap.
No. The special needs tool.
What's that?
That's what for the little people who can't actually. It's a little rack.
Now listen up,
y'all. And you take the ball and you just drop it and it roll down.
Okay.
You need that too?
Listen, I'm gonna play this fair.
I'm gonna
do this fair.
I mean, however you want to do it.
All right, I'm gonna do this fair. I don't want no excuses.
Mm-hmm.
We're going, and I want some of our audience, our listeners, to meet us in Hillside. We're going to make this a bowling
alley. Bring your cheerleaders. Bring whoever you
listen. I'm going to pay some people just to come. I have your sandwiches.
Bring whatever you
I need. Have your drinks. I have fruit snacks. We're going to go, listen, fruit snacks, right. All right, she got my memo, fruit snacks. Listen, you know what, look. Listen,
come on.
I'm coming full force. Listen, I haven't bowled in years, and I'm not making no excuses.
Was it Jay-Z that said, we don't believe you, you need more people? Was that
Hey,
was that Jay-Z?
I might need a little more Jesus.
You going to need some people.
But I'm going to come strong.
Mm. All right.
And listen, I'm going to tell y'all this. I'm going to come back on the show that Friday to give my report.
No, you're going to have to. It's going to be live.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It's going to be live. They go to work.
I want all you people that's listening to us, our friends, family, meet us.
Ooh, Lord,
meet us at the.
I wish we had that.
Meet us at the bowl.
I wish
it's
we had
going down.
A TTLO budget.
Man, listen.
Because I would fly some folk in.
Uh-oh.
Just to call it.
Man, listen. We might got some people that listen to us to get some standby tickets. Come on. It might be some people that just want to bless us for this. This is going down. Listen. But we haven't talked. We haven't discussed the bet. Now, we just talking about what we're going to do. We have not discussed the bet. Now, we're not going to discuss. We're not going to bet money because it's not right with preachers, pastors, and all that, I guess. But we're going to do a nice bet. And we want our audience, our listeners, to give us suggestions of what you think the bet should be.
Go ahead. What's our producer?
Can you get on the
program?
You're all over there behind. Can't nobody hear you.
What?
Okay.
That they are the best.
Okay.
If
he wins, if he loses.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Mm-mm. All right.
See, that ain't personal enough because he's either made this personal.
All right. So let's make it. We got to make it a little more personal.
What should have to happen is this: if I win, my brother on the following Monday needs to come in here with an Omega Psi Phi. I have to wear one of the red things.
Man, he's going to make me sweat up in here.
Now,
my new pie, you know, I'm not going to let you down, baby. K.A. side to the day I die. I live and breathe. I'm 24 years in. Now, he want to make it personal. We finna make this thing personal.
Now, we're going to take it a little further, too, man.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
See, that's just for on air.
On air. Okay.
I think that's just so we know I'm not going to get really money involved.
Okay.
Food don't really count.
Okay.
All right. Let's go.
Little
food. Little food. You know, a little sustenance.
Let's go with it.
You know, I'm just saying. What's your favorite restaurant?
Man, anything seafood. Papa Do's, Joe's.
Papa Do's!
Okay.
That's for me.
All right. Papa Do's.
Go to Papa Do's. First.
We just stay away from the swamp things.
I said, you win. Because my Bible don't say.
Let me move on.
Can I get a swamp thing?
We're going to work this out. And by next Monday, we will give all the particulars of the bet and the location and everything else.
I love it.
In the meantime,
you guys are
I'm going to need y'all to send in y'all prayers for Pastor Park.
Send them in.
And First Bethel, we love y'all, but, you know, it ain't personal.
Send them in. Please.
It ain't personal. It really, my. Ooh, Lord. All right. Anyway, so, yeah. But that was the trip and everything. What time? Yeah, we running over here. Anyway, how was for things at First Bethel?
Man, service was good, man. We had some visitors.
Mm-hmm.
Man, our priest confronting the promise, man.
Confronting the promise.
Talked about Joshua and Caleb, how they went and looked at the gave their report. How they recognized the same stuff that others have saw.
Mm-hmm.
But they had a different perspective about it. And I learned this in church. Our folks, their perspective need to get changed.
My
perspective is just like the world's perspective.
Yeah, yeah.
If the world said we can't do it, that's how we started living our life. And we're different.
Wow.
I tried to lose my mind off there yesterday because sometimes you hang around the same folk. That stuff can rub off on you and you don't even know it's there. That spirit of doubt.
that spirit of fear. Man, just because somebody bigger than you don't mean that you can't overtake them.
Somebody said if you hang around with clowns, you end up wearing makeup too.
You wear makeup too.
Let me, but if I got to wear makeup, give me some Mac.
You know what?
Here we go. Here we go. You always got to take it to the next.
Give me some Mac.
That's good, though. That's good. That's good.
Man, it was good, man. Good. It was really good. You know, service was good, man. Fifth Sunday is always kind of slow.
It's hit and miss.
It's hit and miss.
Because people go visit.
Visit, and
yeah.
then youth Sunday,
yeah.
and people
yeah.
just take off.
Yeah, they do. People
because
do.
They want to give five times that money. They only want to give four times a month. They don't want to give five times.
They give to somebody else.
They give to somebody else.
They give to somebody else. They give to somebody else.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I tell them. Yeah.
That's good stuff. That's good stuff.
Then I went, man. I'm so happy I went last night. Yesterday,
mm-hmm.
came over to the home church. My buddy.
Yeah, I saw that you. Somebody got installed somewhere.
Yeah. Reverend Maurice Gator. I really was going to try to make it to Pastor Washington. But got there, man. It was just so.
So they did the installation service at Greater St. John.
St. John,
but his church is at?
On Pulaski and Lake.
Okay, what's the name of his church?
Empowerment Community Church.
Empowerment Community Church. Okay, that's West Side too.
That's West
Side. Okay.
Garfield area.
Okay.
East Garfield.
East Garfield. Yeah, that'd be East Garfield. Yeah. Okay.
That's yeah, good. So just have to go. You know, you got to support your brother.
Understood.
And honestly, I didn't think I had to do anything. And so they had me there all night. man, just look at somebody and say, all night.
Yeah, I saw your check-in was a little late. It was like, yeah, I saw
that. And I checked in. And
what time did they get there? I mean, what time did they finally get open? Was it
man,
over?
Man, listen, I thought it was going to be to be continued.
Oh, no.
See, that's... It didn't, it's supposed to start at 4. And honestly, I thank God for Pastor Acri because he's timely.
Mm-hmm.
If it started at 4, we normally would start at 3:55. Save some time, but we didn't get started until late, man.
It's something about time.
Oh my God!
Come on.
But you know, to God be glory. I blessed that my brother. We're under the same leadership and we served in the same capacity at Pastor Acri. So I had to be there.
Right.
I had to be there.
That's
I wanted
good.
To make it to Pastor Washington. It's right around the corner, matter of fact.
Right.
But about time.
Two blocks. Oh wow.
Yeah. About time. I got done with that. I was.
You was done.
Man, John ain't the word. Right. I need a spiritual CPR.
We're going to talk about that, too. Yeah, so that's good. That's good.
Yeah,
that's good. Yeah, well, yesterday here, you know, yesterday here.
Okay.
Y'all pray. Yesterday here.
Can I ask you the questions?
Yes, sir. You can ask me some questions.
All right.
You see, he tried to help me out. I see that already, but come on.
Yesterday was your pastor's last day at the church.
As pastor, yes.
As pastor.
Yes.
And I can imagine... Emotions was all around over the place.
Uh-huh.
How did you feel per se?
Uh-huh.
How was you able to deal with?
I was, you know what? It was I'll say this, the only thing that was a little, we started service late.
Sure.
Our church normally starts at 11 o'clock. It got pushed back to 12.
Okay.
And then it got pushed back to 12:30 because
some
people who weren't here.
That was rough on y'all.
It was okay. We you know, but it you know what? It happened. It came. It went.
And it's
done.
Okay.
You know, it was a long process.
Mm-hmm.
You know, after he made the announcement and stuff like that, you know, he told us he was giving us 90 days or whatever. And you know what? It was Fifth Sunday. Amen.
Okay. Did you have to counsel some members?
No, no, we didn't.
Okay.
No,
okay.
I was doing my normal running the worship service up until he got ready to preach. We had a whole bunch of extra preachers in the pulpit. So
really?
By the time
they
the last
came from
one,
all over the city,
the ones that he knows from First Baptist congregation, those guys, and then a couple of other ones. Came through Reverend Gregory Daggett from what's Daggett's church? I can't think of the name of his church. I can't think of the name of his church.
Okay.
But he came through, then you know. So by the time it ended up being about 8-9 ministers in the pulpit, then by the time Reverend Daniels, Pastor Daniels came,
From First Baptist,
I gave him my chair, and I came up into the balcony, and I sat in the balcony. Yeah, I sat in the balcony for the sermon. I was in the balcony for the sermon. I was downstairs for everything else because pretty much once preachers start, I'm good. I just, you know, so I came up here and annoyed my sound man.
Okay.
Right.
I didn't turn on the sound and I didn't.
See? And so, yeah, so we did that. They served food afterwards. And, yeah, so, you know, it was good. So today, yes, because he's sitting right over there, man. That's what he do. Because he's talking about you ain't on camera. Right, that's him. Yeah, that's him. See, no, that's... It's going to straighten up. It's going to straighten up. Don't worry about it. It's all good. Anyway, yeah, it's yours is a little delayed, too, but it's all right.
Sorry, y'all.
It's all right. The lady saw you earlier when you were talking, you know, when you got beside yourself talking about bowling. But they saw you there. But anyway, yeah, so they served food and stuff afterwards, and it's interesting because, you know, so they had food, and, you know, and all his family flew in or drove in from Florida, from Georgia, right. From Alabama, and he had friends from Philly and all other places. Really? It was a packed house.
I had a packed house.
It was a packed house.
Upstairs too, or just downstairs?
Just the. Okay. Yeah. When you pack the bottom, you're doing good.
Yeah, you're doing.
I'm not gonna say, if you pack the middle seats,
man, that's
up in here because it's huge down there. You saw it.
Yeah, it's 1500.
Yeah, 15.
Man.
So yeah, it was a good time.
Man,
so it's done, and now we move. You know, now we press forward.
I'm still praying for you, my brother.
Please do.
I'm still praying.
Please do.
Well, I'm glad that everything, and you got over it, everything was
okay. Hey.
Let's keep it moving.
Hey. So that's that. So look here, y'all. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to have Ben sitting right here, not right where he's sitting, but in the middle over here. Our brother, pastor, the brand new pastor of, let me get the name of this church right again, the brand new pastor of the Faith Works and Vision International Ministry Church, Pastor Harold D. Washington,
yes, sir.
Will be joining us. We're going to take a real quick break, y'all, and when we come back, he's going to be sitting right here. We'll be right back, y'all. TTLO.
We're going to stand up real quick. Come on. Come on. Yeah, we gotta stand. Yo, everybody, come get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Don't be cute with it. You got to get, come on. Fifth one. Fourth one. Come on. Sing it.
Yeah.
Wait. Think I wanna hit the horns.
Afternoon. Let me turn down some of that, some feedback in my ear. All right, but we are good. Look here, y'all. Man, we are so happy to be joined. And yes, I know, Angela, y'all got to get closer. This is it. You look at him. You see us all the time. You look at him. this is it, right? You know what I'm saying? This is it. This is what we got. It's about him. Right? Lean in. You see Miranda? Right. Look.
Lean with it.
Look.
With it.
Right. Lean with it, brother. Look, they too big to be that close up in there. Look at that.
Yeah, that's pretty. Look, I'm in the middle.
No.
I have two Greek toes.
I'm going to take a You got to put the air back on in the middle up in here because it's still warm. Close that door. That will help, though. But look here. We got, man, I'm excited about this.
Yes, sir.
Find out. Somebody say, hey, Unc.
Cassandra,
hey,
I see you, Cassandra.
So look here, y'all. We got in the studio today, man. Let me read this. We've read that long bio, so I ain't gonna go through all this. Amen. I'm just gonna give you a little bit of it. But he is the brand new pastor, just recently installed. I believe what was it on Saturday?
Yesterday.
On Sunday,
yes,
he's the brand new pastor. Man, this is going to be good. He is the absolute brand new pastor of the Faith Works and Vision International Ministry Church.
Yes,
ladies and gentlemen, give it up one time, just one good time, for Pastor Harold D. Washington. Come on.
Yes, sir.
Man, good to see you, man. How you been?
Man, I'm doing good, man. God is good.
Now, I'm going to need you to act like a preacher
and
talk in the microphone.
You're probably hoarse from yesterday, but
yesterday was beautiful.
All right. So you got installed yesterday, huh?
Yesterday was the installation.
Now, help me out. Is Faith Work, is this a brand new church?
Brand new church. I've been preaching, building a ministry up.
Okay.
And God brought to the forefront a church out of it.
Okay. So it started off as more of a ministry than a church.
Absolutely.
Okay. And then it grew from ministry into an actual body of believers.
Actual body.
Wow. That's good.
Business.
So when did it start?
I've been preaching now for about 5 years on paper.
On paper, gotcha. Okay.
Ordained.
Okay.
And the ministry start growing and people start coming out. And I'm a foot soldier, so I'm in the streets.
Ah.
I stand on the corners and preach.
Okay.
Okay.
Pray and give God to the people that's actually lost. We got enough people that's in church playing church. Why don't we go get some people that ain't in church playing church and bring them in to teach them real church?
Okay.
That's good.
So, you know, I'm the vice president of the Young Ministers United.
Okay.
And
okay.
We were just we just did radio WVON.
Oh, VON 1670 or 90. Right. Yeah.
That was last Monday, and then Channel 7 came out that same evening where we pray on Washington and Pulaski.
Okay.
And we were on the news. So I mean, you know, we trying to get a different avenue, a different look for ministry, other than everybody just saying, "Oh, the pastor don't want you to do nothing but come to church and get your money." No. We want to minister to you,
yeah,
and then you're supposed to help the ministry keep going by bringing finances.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, who was Young Ministers United?
That's it's a collective group of me. I'm the vice president, and we have Minister Anthony Clay, which is the president, and we have Minister Terry Price, which is our he's like the guy that does all the praying.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we have Minister Tim Freeman and Minister Maurice Hibbler, which is now Pastor Maurice Hibbler, and you take a whole bunch of guys from the street.
Gotcha.
We all were in the world doing the things of the world.
Gotcha.
And then we decided that it's better to work for God than it is to work for the world.
Okay.
Wow. And we went back into the world to clean up what we messed up.
That's what he normally chooses.
Absolutely.
Believe it or not, a lot of us come from that same walk.
Absolutely.
As well. And but normally that's who God normally chooses, those who partook in a lot of and did create a lot of damage.
Absolutely.
In the streets. Yeah. And now we got to, sometimes it's all, we always have to go back and try to clean up some of the stuff, even though we can't do it all.
Absolutely.
Right. So give me a little bit. I didn't want to read. I'd rather have you share versus me read all of the details, good, bad, and ugly. Give us a little bit. Give us a little bit of your testimony and how you came from where you came from, your stops in between, and where you are right now.
Well, I am Harold. My father was the late Pastor Harold Washington.
Okay.
Who comes from Mount Olive with my uncle Reverend Bass.
Okay.
So that's where we come from.
Okay. Okay.
That's where we come from. So my father had the Promise Hope Church, a progressive faith that was on South Cochran, right in Oak Park Avenue off of Ridgeland.
Okay.
So I grew up as a church boy, playing the drums,
wow. mm-hmm.
singing in the choir,
mm-hmm.
makes sense.
Being in ministry.
Mm-hmm.
I helped my father build his church.
Mm-hmm.
So I go from that, get older, leave the nest, and then I get into the world, and I get like everybody else and got consumed in the world.
Okay, okay.
So, you know, as time go on,
mm-hmm.
just like the church need finances, we need finances to run our homes.
Yes.
So I've always said I would never sell drugs. I would never sell drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing I started to do when I needed some money was sell drugs.
Wow. Okay.
And I moved from here
mm-hmm.
to the state of Iowa.
Okay, okay.
And I became known as one of the biggest drug dealers ever was in the state of Iowa.
Wow. Okay.
And as time went on, the same person that'll shake your hand and hug you and kiss you on your cheek be the same one to stab you in the back directly behind this.
Wow.
Man.
So the person that I paid for his wedding, his bachelor party, and put it, furnished his house,
my.
The same person that got on the stand and pointed his finger.
Yes, sir.
Exact same person.
Wow.
Now, I never got caught with nothing,
mm-hmm.
but y'all convicted me off of hearsay.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So this 3 weeks before I'm getting ready to go home, they immediately released me.
Wow.
So you let me do all this 8 and a half
mm-hmm.
before you decide to release me.
Wow.
Oh, man.
But when I came home
come on,
and fired up for Jesus Christ, now I feel like Jeremiah because it's shut up in my bones.
Yes, sir. You see how he talked to that preacher?
Yes, sir.
And from there is now a birth of a nation.
Mm-hmm.
Young ministers going back out to clean up what we messed up and stand flat-footed and tell the gospel.
Well, one of the things I noticed I was reading and just doing a little background is that you seem very you seem grounded in street ministry or street evangelism for the better word. And I think that's and you're in a position that a lot of pastors and preachers are not, because you can relate to the people you talk to on a level that some cannot.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. So you know, so it takes brothers like you, brothers like Minister George Beatty, other brothers that are out there who can connect with them on a level that some of us will never be able to talk to them on.
Amen.
So what was the light for you that made you say, you know what, I need to go back and fix some of this stuff? What was that turning point?
Was it the jail stay, or was it one major event, or what?
Okay, it was kind of like two reasons.
Okay, come on.
So the first reason is I have been home for a while. I'm working,
mm-hmm.
doing everything right,
mm-hmm.
and I get this vision. God say, you think I called you just so you can be right and pay your bills and go to church and get somebody else some money?
Wow. Okay.
You know, I got enough followers.
Yeah.
Wow.
Uh-huh. I don't have enough real leaders.
Okay.
Real
okay.
Leaders.
Okay.
And I did say real leaders.
Real
leaders. You got a lot of people that say that they're leaders, but they're not real leaders.
My.
So God said, I created you a leader before the womb.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, because you are a leader, it's
mm-hmm.
time for you to lead.
You mm-hmm.
sat and learned what you needed to learn.
Mm-hmm.
You learned the do's
mm-hmm.
and you learned the don'ts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now you need to go out and compel men, women, boys, girls to me.
Mm-hmm.
Lift me up and I'll do the drawing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it was like, okay, it rung in my head.
Mm-hmm.
So one Friday night, I was supposed to be with Apostle Cowles. At his, it was his anniversary week.
Okay.
On Chicago Avenue. That's my godfather. So I'm supposed to be with him, and
mm-hmm.
I'm sitting at home. I'm like, you know what? I'm finna ride up here. I'm riding down Laramie, passing Lake Street,
mm-hmm.
and for some reason I slowed down because I was gonna let the young man cross the street.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know he was holding a gun.
Wow.
And he shot the guy directly across the street. Shot him like six times.
In front of you.
Right in front of my car.
Wow.
So I backed all the way up the street about four blocks.
Wow.
And the first place I went was where I was on my way to anyway, which was the church house.
Wow.
Because that could have been me laying up under that cop.
My. Yeah.
So that was a vision.
Yeah.
God shows you things for reason.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So the enemy is always, he's always busy, man.
Let me say that. I'm familiar with your pops, man. I come from Renewance.
Okay.
Pastor Robert Johnson.
Right.
Was my pastor before I even became preacher and all that stuff.
Right.
I accepted my ministry under Pastor Jeans 20 years ago.
Okay.
But Pastor Johnson was the first pastor that I accepted.
As your pastor.
As my pastor.
Absolutely.
I come from the street as well, West Side, Austin
mm-hmm.
area, Die Hard, Breed. This is my neck of the woods.
Amen. Austin
High School, Tiger Strong.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the complications that you done had thus far getting to where you at today? Because, you know, 20 years in this thing, I know it's rough. I know that being a new kid on the block,
amen.
Even though that you have a legacy that you're coming behind,
mm-hmm.
that still doesn't suggest that people will come and help you.
Absolutely.
That's
what
good.
Are some of the complications that you're having now as a young, how old are you?
I just made 40 in August.
Okay, 40 in August. Congratulations.
Yes,
happy belated. I'm 42. What are some things, some barriers that you're facing dealing with to get you to be where you need to be in your ministry, especially on this competitive West Side,
yes,
Austin area.
Yes,
you're right in the heart of so many
ministries, absolutely
great churches.
Yes.
You know, you're right down True Vine, not too far from you,
right?
Pastor Acri Griffin,
yeah.
So you're right in the heart of all of this,
absolutely.
What are some barriers that you're facing?
The biggest thing is you got to remember, when you're a young pastor, a lot of people saying, well, you know, he doesn't have the experience to lead. And, you know, I know he's been over here. His church has been going for so long, so he would be a better fit. And my thing is, God calls pastors and he places pastors before people.
Mm-hmm.
It takes time to build. So I'm in for the journey.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in for what's to come. And one thing I won't do is give up.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I know that people are going to come and people are going to leave. I know people won't believe in the vision and won't give,
mm-hmm.
but the ministry shall go on
mm-hmm.
no matter what they believe in, because I believe in God and I trust God for what he called me to do.
That's good.
And I know it's older pastors that are saying, you know, son, this is hard business. You know, it's not easy. I knew it wasn't easy in the street.
But whom God called, he qualified.
He qualifies.
He equips you.
Yes.
Right,
and
right. Always remember, scripture is really so profound that a lot of us take this loosely, that the Lord will add to the church daily as he sees
as
fit.
As he sees fit.
But
absolutely.
Then understand, this is the Lord's church.
Amen, not mine.
And then also Matthew tells us, according to our ability.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things as a young pastor, I've been preaching 20, pastoring the total of five, and you still don't get over the hump of coming from Greater St. John. I often tell this story. You know, pastor worship, seeing all these people.
Amen.
Flow.
Amen.
So now you want to jump out and you expecting the same thing right away. How do you deal with that? Because it can be discouraging.
Amen.
How do you deal with that currently? Like, all right, take for example. Yesterday, you probably had a packed house.
Super packed.
Super packed.
Absolutely.
Now, did you already have in your mind, I'm not going to have this crowd
next week?
Next week.
Absolutely. I had it in mind, and what it took me back to, and I'm always going to talk street because the street is in me.
Hey, I'm here.
So I remember when I was trying to come up in the game.
Yeah.
And you know how you got just a little faithful few?
Yeah, yeah.
And then as the faithful few get to talking about what you got,
yeah.
Then you start building. Well, the faithful few that I got, as I'm doing my job under the anointment of God and the authority of God,
okay.
The word will spread.
Yeah,
but it's
will.
Also my business not just to allow them to spread the word, but help them spread the word.
Man, let me tell you this. This is going to encourage you, brother. One thing I love about Jesus in the Bible, everywhere he went, a crowd followed.
Absolutely.
Because there was people letting them know he was in town.
He was in town. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And if you were to keep Jesus in your place,
amen.
The crowd would come.
Amen.
But understand, you know, God is only a small remnant of pastors that I know of
mm-hmm.
that have broke out instantly.
Amen.
It don't happen on the record.
Amen.
You know, a yes. lot of people look at Pastor John Hanna.
Yes.
And trying to compare, but that's not common.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
That's not common at all.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, for a person to organize what you did, I
Amen.
Organized before.
Amen.
And I because I had marital problems, I had to shut it down.
Okay.
And so that was my baby.
Okay.
However, I know that you're in a hot spot.
Amen.
You're in a hot spot because you got Pastor Ray over there.
Pastor Reed, I was with him last night at dinner.
Ray too.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, right.
And then you got what's that King David right
King
down there.
Man, you right where you at right. And it takes a lot of courage, boldness.
That's absolutely
to open and plant where you at.
Amen.
And I'm being honest with
yes,
you.
Yes.
Because it's much harvest over
in the area.
It's much harvest.
Absolutely.
But I believe the labors have been few.
Amen.
By you being young
yes.
and an innovator.
Yes.
That Division Street is got tons of street people.
Absolutely.
Now, my brother Dana know this. I know this. Street people only
attract
only
street
people. That's the bottom line.
Amen.
What is your vision?
That's good.
To convert them
mm-hmm.
from the street
back
to
the
doing
country.
The work of God.
Well, it's like this. What I learned about people that are from the street, it's easier for me being from the street to walk up on somebody in the street and have conversation than somebody that is normally behind a pulpit and keep a suit on. But if you notice, I wear a suit only when I really need to.
That's me too. But
you know, because
I
want to appeal to the people that I know and where I'm from.
Yeah.
You know, I'm from the church, but you got to remember the street is still in me.
Yeah, yeah.
And I tell people all the time, it's a little Peter and a little Paul in
yeah.
me at the same time.
Yeah.
But I got a whole bunch of Christ Jesus up in me.
Man, only time I wear a suit because I want to have my stomach. But
so, you know, when you're out here and, you know, the people that I'm trying to appeal to, these are people that I know their problem. I know
sure.
their situation. I know their pain.
Sure.
Whether it be somebody that's addicted to one of the drugs in the street. Or, like, even the drug guys, and I tell them all the time, I say, it's not even that you like what you do. It's the adrenaline that you get all the way until you're able to make the dollar.
Mm.
The ways you had to get it through and get it over here without getting caught and all the people you had to dodge. It's an adrenaline rush.
Mm.
That's nothing to do with the money, for real.
Mm.
Because if we took the same time and talent that we took into putting that out here and do the same thing for Jesus, the only difference is the reward over here is bigger than it is over there.
So what's your idea of, because, you know, I'm going to be truthful. That's one of the myths, easier said than done.
Absolutely.
What is your strategic planning? Because it has to be in the natural and also
and,
in the
and
spiritual.
Spiritual. Absolutely.
What are the biggest things that people in the street say that what you got to offer me?
Absolutely.
What you have to give? I mean, we want to cultivate, if you will, those in the streets to convert them. But what are we offering them differently from what they already getting?
Well, for someone that does not go to church, who grandparents or parents didn't take them as a youth to, mm-hmm. to instill that, you know, getting up on Sunday and worshiping God mm-hmm. is mandatory,
mm-hmm.
you have to start subtle.
Mm.
You know, you can't be vulgar. That's one thing I've learned, as the Word of God says, with love and kindness have I drawn thee.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to really love on the people and show that I'm here for them. And I don't, it's not that I need you to be here for me right now. I'm here for you.
Mm-hmm. You said a key word.
Right.
Love.
Right. Mm-hmm. And as you learn to remember that it's not about you, but it's about who you carry with you.
Mm.
And as I give Christ to someone else and show them that, hey, listen, you can have a better life over on this side where I am
mm-hmm.
than you can ever have on that side. All I ask you to do is give me one Sunday. Just mm. give me one Sunday.
Mm.
If after this Sunday you don't like it,
mm.
I won't even bother you. But I got to open up the door to introduce you to the man that got me saved.
Wow.
And that's Christ Jesus. So if you just give me one Sunday, I'm only asking for one. Give me one Sunday.
Gotcha.
Let's see if I can convince you about the God that I serve instead of the God that you serve.
Gotcha. Let me ask you this. How,
yes,
and that's, I'm just curious. What do you do to, again, your ministry is right now dealing with street people.
Absolutely.
But you are going to get some folk who were not from the street.
Amen.
Because they're going to come in for some out of just curiosity.
Yes.
Want to know what kind of church is this.
Yes, good, bro.
They're going to show up. How do you walk that happy medium of not being so street that you isolate
the people that are not street?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So how do you balance that?
Yeah. Well, the good thing is I'm glad that I grew up in the church.
Okay, exactly. Okay, good.
I'm glad that I didn't forget the roots of where I come from.
Okay.
And one thing I've learned to do, and my father instilled this into me, is three things he told me when I was young.
Okay.
He said, don't never disrespect nobody older than you.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first thing I learned.
Mm-hmm.
So when I see anybody, I don't care if it's a day older or 100 years older,
mm-hmm.
I'm very respectful to the person, even if they're not right.
Hold that on 1 second. See that, Courtney? You're supposed to respect your elder. You still going to bone
it. Right.
And this old man over here going to put his hand on
you
when you get out on the thing.
Hey,
I'm sorry.
Part of
anyway, so
I'm
going to open this one in here, obviously.
That I love. One part about the five heartbeats that I love, one of the famous quotes,
we shall see.
Amen.
Yeah.
I see y'all looking. I see y'all listening. I'm going to get to some of them questions in 1 second.
Yeah,
we shall see.
Oh, my. Let's see here. Let me go real quick. Let me just get back to some of the comments here. Angela Johnson, I'm not paying you no attention.
That's
my man, look here.
Hey, Tip, I see you.
Let's see here.
My sister Mia's on there.
Let's see. Elaine Richardson says, she's godly proud of God. For what God has done for Pastor Harold D. Washington, continue doing in your ministry.
Amen.
Latanya Edwards say, come on, Pastor.
Yes.
Tiffany Matthews. Let's see who else is in here. And then Deborah Taylor just popped in a few minutes ago.
Yeah,
Deborah
that's
Taylor
my mom.
Watched. Oh,
my mama.
Oh.
Hey, mama, I see you.
Right. Now you're going to act right. Mama watch. Now you're going to act right. You weren't on here 5 minutes ago.
Yeah,
you?
Look at mama.
Yes, sir.
Why you don't click here for me?
She know better.
She know better.
Some kids, you know, you just
yes, sir.
Like you don't see them. Right?
Anyway, so, all right. So you got the installation out the way.
Yes.
Now the work starts.
Absolutely.
So yesterday was the wedding.
Yeah. and what was funny is yesterday everybody is so used to me being this on fire preacher.
Uh-huh.
And yesterday I
you
talked,
dude.
I was, and you know what it was? At first I said. Was it because I'm jitterish today?
Mm-hmm. It was a lot to suck in. Yeah, it is.
Because
it is.
I kept saying, man, you know, this is every Sunday now. This ain't,
yeah.
You know, I preach over this church.
Uh-huh.
All I do is go over there and be on fire for a minute. I can roll up out of there and go over here.
Now,
ain't none of that no more.
Yeah.
Now it's every Sunday.
Yeah, now the work starts.
Amen.
So how many did you start off with?
I started off with 10.
That's good.
Yeah, started with 10.
Jesus had 12.
He had 12.
And where are you at right now?
Right now, we're about at 13.
Okay.
And we took one in yesterday.
Okay.
So that's a good thing. And the reason why I'm not discouraged, I'm going to tell you why I'm not discouraged.
You don't need to be.
I'm not discouraged because when you start off in the world, you start off by yourself.
Come on, that's true.
Amos said, don't despise small beginnings.
Amen.
You must have been visiting churches lately.
Yes, I have. A lot of them.
So your 13 can be mega for a lot of these guys.
Absolutely.
Out here. That's been in the
absolutely.
For 50 and 60
years. Amen.
Let me encourage you on that.
Amen.
I tell my folks every Sunday, you know, at first I used to say, man, where the members at? But you just congratulate those who
are there. Amen.
And,
and pray that the others will
fall. Start to fall. Amen.
Man, listen, right now, you organize 10, 12. That,
yes.
That's a good number.
Yes.
Don't let nobody fool you.
Amen.
Because a church is three people, really, to be
yes,
honest
with
you. And I say this, I'm a young pastor, but I'm not young preaching.
Amen.
Get in there and preach every Sunday.
Yeah.
Like
it's the last Sunday.
Listen, my folks look at me. I preach harder when I got a smaller crowd.
Then when you got the big
crowd. I got a bigger crowd.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Always remember, get under good teaching,
mm-hmm.
Pouring into, and don't disconnect from brethren.
Amen.
One of the hard things that we do is we feel, because we new age preachers,
mm-hmm.
that we can do this thing by ourselves.
Yep.
It ain't going to work.
Amen.
Man. Don't let nobody trick you, fool you on this. Man, get connected to good brothers.
Amen.
Good brothers.
Yes.
There's plenty of brothers out here.
Right. But the good ones.
But good brothers.
So, amen.
So let me ask you, your obviously your father's a mentor. Who is your...
Father passed.
I'm sorry, father passed. Right, but he was a mentor.
Yes, sir.
Who are your pastors? Because every pastor needs a pastor. Who do you have anybody that you can that you can lean on? You like that, you know, that one or two people that you can just...
I have about four.
Okay. And that's good.
And Reverend Bass is the reason why he's the ambassador of it all.
Okay.
Because he spun out so many churches from Mount Olive Ministry.
Gotcha. Okay.
So, you know, I call him at the drop of a dime.
Yeah, that's good.
And then I have Apostle Cowles, which is my godfather, and I can always go to him for good
information. And they can be real with you.
Amen. And they're going to tell me the truth.
Exactly.
Not what I want to hear.
Come, okay. See,
that's the difference.
That's good. Because I think that's what's missing.
Yeah.
And not just with young pastors,
amen.
But with pastors, period.
Yeah.
You, especially when you've been around for a long time. When you've been around 10, 20 years, you know, a lot of people think, well, he must know what he's doing. And the question is, who is your pastor?
Amen.
Who do you go to for counsel?
Right.
Who, because you know, because it's not easy.
It's not easy at all.
And I'm saying this from somebody who don't have to preach every week.
Amen.
Come on, brother.
You're hitting something, man, that I think is very important.
Come on,
pastors, preachers.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
It's called person development.
Okay.
So many people be so concerned about your gift,
mm-hmm.
but they're not concerned about your natural.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so by them not being concerned about your natural, you can make so many mistakes unintentionally, and not because of that's who you are, but you're just trying to feel your way through.
Amen.
And them are the same ones, which you have already a testament of this in the world, them the same ones that would knock you.
Mm-hmm.
Ones who said they got your back.
Amen.
Ones who, man, doc, you can do it, you can pull it, and all that stuff. Create your own identity.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
I'm serious. Don't allow no one to take your calling away from you.
Amen.
Only be you, because everyone else is taken.
Amen.
you in the place
that's good.
Number one, the enemy is not happy.
Amen.
And you know, I joke around, but now I think it's time to get serious with this, because I love to see young giants.
Okay.
Because right now, the way I came in 20 years ago is totally different.
Amen.
When it comes down to young ministers.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
You know, I take my hat off to the Norvells, to the JT Ross, who we thought was foolish, but they was just trying to help us.
Amen.
They was instructing us. They was training us the right way. Now these young boys don't have no type of training.
Rogue.
And so make sure that you're connected, because I do believe in this. Your connection dictates your altitude in life where you go.
Amen.
If you're not connected to the right people, and I honor you for you allowing Pastor Emeritus Bass to come and do that, because some people wouldn't even allow that because they felt that he's too old.
No, sir.
Don't know what he's doing. And I looked at the video, and even though he had a woman speaking for him, he expounded every time she said something.
And that was my sister.
Wow. And it was rich.
Yes.
It really was.
Yeah.
And I was just, you know, tears was flowing because when you see a landmark, when you see a legend, a giant, because his legacy is still living right now.
Right now.
On Chicago Avenue.
It's still there.
Just because Pastor Giles is there don't mean that that's his legacy.
Point blank, period.
And so I honor you for that, man. And I thank God that you humbled yourself enough to allow him to come in.
Amen. Look, real quick,
come on.
It's three other pastors that I have to say,
yes,
because it's important.
Mm-hmm.
So Apostle Crockren, Walter E. Crockren, because I actually was ordained from his church.
Okay.
New St. Peter on Chicago Avenue in Keela.
Okay.
And then the other pastor is Apostle John T. Abercrombie, which is my godfather.
Okay.
So I sit in council right there on Laramie.
Okay, yeah. Okay. I always had a big tent revival.
Yes, I always had a big tent revival.
Yeah, then my
big brother, Pastor Marcus Brady.
Okay.
That's my boy. That's who preached yesterday.
I seen that.
That's who preached my pastor.
To you, man.
Yes, sir.
Tell him to take that video down, too. No, because there's some stuff that he said that's just in-house.
Okay.
And somebody was living him.
Uh-huh. Oh.
And you don't want it to get out the wrong way like we're wicked.
Amen.
But he was speaking.
He's the truth.
The truth.
That's why I love him, because he's going to tell the truth.
He spoke the truth.
Yeah.
And what he mentioned to you about the envelope.
Absolutely.
You don't want it to get out to people to make it seem like.
It's for me.
No. That is crooked.
Right.
That's some jackleg going on.
Right.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Amen. Look at y'all. We're sitting down right now. We're talking with Pastor Harold D. Washington from the Faith Works and Vision International Ministry Church on the west side of Chicago,
good
man.
Enjoying
the conversation.
Yeah.
So do you have family in the church with you, or is it just okay? So who?
My sister, which is she used to be part of Apostle Kyle's ministry
from
the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
She is my head of the ministry team, because when I say on fire,
mm-hmm.
that's major, man.
Major.
I wish I get some of my family's coming.
my mom's, they're a part as well.
Okay.
My mom,
good.
She is.
Man, that's good, man.
And I have my a good friend of mine, Carl Davis, which is another minister in the gospel.
Man.
He's with me,
man,
as well. And, my sisters and my daughter and them. So,
man,
you know, I'm starting with a small bunch, but guess what? God will do the increase, and I planted the seed. That's all it costs.
Right, right.
Man,
that's good.
From this day, don't even, Pastor Acri had to check me. Because I kept saying a little small church like me, dude, man, don't use small. You're starting off with a great team.
Amen.
Great crew.
Amen.
And y'all just develop them.
Amen.
You don't have to people will use certain terminology, and if you allow it to sink in, you'll start meditating on words like small or
and
little
cutter.
Or
and
all
cutter.
This other kind of stuff. See this one over here. I'm reading an email about your bowling comment too, but somebody sent an email in here. But no, seriously, like even with us, you know, with our radio show here, when we started off, I think it was sometime after the first year,
mm-hmm.
We were doing something and somebody came and said something to us. They said, well, maybe y'all can mention it on that little radio show of yours.
Wow.
And we laughed because I missed it, but you know, Latanya being the queen of shade catches all shade when it's thrown. And she was like, little. You know, and we laughed because, you know, and I laughed about it. I'm saying, you know, like, you know, our first show, I tell people all the time, our very first show in this room, we had 7 listeners.
Wow.
4 of them was in the room.
Wow.
So, you know, and now we averaging 16,000-17,000.
Amen.
Easy.
Yeah.
And that's on the radio. Now, people on Facebook Live that go off and on, we don't know, you know, a lot of people watch on Facebook Live. If they're not your friends, you don't know who they are.
Absolutely.
So, but still, you know, so I've never paid that stuff attention. And then once it sat in for me, just like with preaching, I don't do this so folk don't like me or not, whatever. We ain't doing it to get rich.
Amen.
Ain't nobody getting played up in here.
Amen.
But the thing is, there is a call for this, and there was a purpose for this, right, and it's working. Obviously, there's fruit coming from it.
Amen.
So it's like, I don't care about what folks say, you know. Mm-hmm. So, you know, but it's one of those, it's good that you start off the way you do.
Yes.
Because, it keeps you humble.
Yes, it does.
It keeps you humble, and it allows you to constantly self-examine as you grow. So with every incremental growth, you can now look and say, okay, this is good, because what's going to happen is things you did when it was 10 of y'all that was good ain't going to be probably good when it's 50.
Amen,
good,
my brother.
You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
So now you're going to be like, okay, yeah, this was cool when it was just me and you, Ma.
Right.
But, you know, now we got some. You know, so you can't run it like it's the Ma and Pa candy store
right
anymore. Now you got to run it like it's a jewel.
Absolutely.
And then after you get looked, now you run it like it's a franchise.
Amen.
And then you keep growing the thing.
Okay.
And a lot of times in churches, It's not so much that we don't, so many churches have a storefront mentality. I don't care how big your building is.
Right.
I ain't gonna get no amens nowhere.
Amen.
I don't care how big your building is. You can still have a storefront mentality.
Absolutely.
And storefront mentality, not meaning to diminish the storefront church.
Amen.
But storefront meaning this is all we're gonna ever be able to do.
Right.
And you get comfortable in that, but then you have folks in storefront churches who got mega church mentality.
Yeah,
and they're already looking beyond. So they're already they got a five-year plan ahead and said, when it's time to move out of here, mm-hmm. we need to be ready to move. But when you have a storefront mentality, then all you're thinking about is keeping the lights on.
That's it.
Keeping the doors open. And when you run a church that way, thinking about strictly about keeping the lights on and all of that stuff mm-hmm. and the gas and everything else, I say this like I said many a times. If your conception of having a church with power, if the only power your church has is when you hit the light switch,
you ain't got no power. Absolutely.
So I really think it's necessary. It's good to start off slow.
Yes.
And as the Bible says, He will increase, add to it as He sees fit.
Absolutely.
Because guess what? If all of a sudden you had 200 people walk in, you probably ain't ready.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Yep. Because now you got 20. It's easy when you got 10, and it ain't easy.
Yes,
I know. I mean, because if we take it from even from teachers or managers or supervisors, you know, it's one thing when you got 15 kids or 20 kids or 20 people reporting to you. It's another thing when 20 go from 20 to 60.
Yes, it is.
Because now you got to deal with, you know, and
the personality.
So cherish these 13.
Yes.
Let me say something. You know, everybody can't teach preschool.
Amen.
Lord have mercy.
A high school teacher probably would fail teaching the first and second, third grade.
Right.
I'm just a firm believer God takes special people to be able to teach folks from the bottom.
Amen.
And, all of us want to grow. All of us want that crowd.
Mm-hmm.
But then we have to really do an assessment of ourselves. Mm-hmm. To ask ourselves spiritually, are we ready for that devil?
Amen.
Because you know that little cliche, new level, new devil.
Yes, sir.
It's reality.
Yes, it is.
And so a lot of times I believe that we don't train our team well enough to cover us to take some of that warfare
Amen.
Off of us.
Amen.
That's good. So when we are operating, just because your ability
mm-hmm.
is bigger than everyone else doesn't mean that everyone else is ready to go.
And I
learned that even when I met, yeah, I have people come to me and say, man, you're too big for that church. And that's confirmation that God told me to stay there.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Because don't tell me where I'm too big for. I'm never too big for nothing.
Absolutely.
Seriously. Because if I'm too big for this church, that means I should be able to take these people somewhere they've never been before.
Amen.
You're too big to need bumpers at the bowling alley, though. But,
the song we learned in Zimbabwe. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you.
We give you
are Alpha and Omega.
You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised.
We give you all.
Yes, sir. We are coming back. We are coming back. Sorry about that. You all listening on Blog Talk Radio. We had a little technical difficulties. Facebook Live, y'all was good. Y'all didn't lose nothing, but I had to get my people back. Ugh. We are good. We are back. We are back, though. Look here, y'all. Been sitting in the studio having a good conversation with Pastor Harold D. Washington from the Faith Works and Vision International Ministry Church located on the west side. What's the address of that church again, brother?
5757 West Division.
Okay, okay.
Again, that is 5757 West Division.
And what time is your service start?
Our services start Sundays at 12:30. We'll be out by 2:15, no later than 2:30.
Lord have mercy. That's
y'all get it in.
That's a lot of church.
12:30 to 2:15.
Now, you know, normally you newfangled preachers, you know, y'all got this 90-minute rule. You coming in with the 2 hours, huh?
Well, it's an hour 45.
I really think you're trying to throw me some shade.
No, I really ain't. I like the 90-minute rule.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, trust me.
I'm telling you this.
A brother over here could probably be done in 45.
Bro, man, when I used to have 12 o'clock. When I changed it to 11, Lord have mercy. That hour is a big difference, man.
Man.
And it seemed like service was longer at the 12 o'clock than it is 11. Man, I love it. I love it, man.
Well, once we grow and I grow to 12:30 service, then we can push the times around.
Okay.
Gotcha.
I just wanted to make sure I give people ample enough time because I'm trying to deal with street people as much as possible.
Absolutely. Okay. So you need to keep them. Yeah.
So, you know, they club on the weekend.
Yeah.
So I don't want you to feel like you got to stagger out of bed to get to church.
Are you in your own building or you sharing?
No. I got
my own.
That's good. Look, man, we got an email. This came earlier during that bowling conversation.
Man, listen at this.
This is from Sister McCurtis says, is the
pastor. Hold on a second now.
Uh-huh.
So is that she your friend?
She's a follower of the show.
Okay.
I
just want to know, is she your friend?
Can we read the email? I believe it's it's an unbiased email.
Okay, let's go.
Can I read it before you jump on it? Good Lord, people are all in their feelings in here.
It says,
is the pastor playing crazy? Or does he not know the bowling lingo when you were talking about handicap and all that stuff?
No, I'm serious.
Then she says, I love the sound effects. And then she said his highest bowling was on the second floor. See, that was all good. You know, she said, he's funny. Okay, then she says, is this a setup? Like they do when you shoot pool and the person set up the person who think they can shoot pool.
Now she called me a bowling shark.
I'm not no shark, man. Listen. I'm confident with football, basketball, even with my size, softball, everything except bowling. Let me say this. He could be Jaws. It don't even matter.
See, that's what's really going to make me just.
He can be Jaws.
Matter of fact,
he can come in there looking
do
like.
Do I have anybody that's live want to sponsor me on that night, too? Because I'm going to make you look good.
Any of y'all on live going to be available next Wednesday?
Listen.
Now, what you doing Wednesday? Next Wednesday.
I might have to come out there and see y'all.
Do you bowl?
Do you bowl? I bowl a little bit. My bro right there, he bowl for real.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
What?
Listen, we got to go one-on-one first.
It don't matter.
Anybody that got a fashion design store, gym shoes, whatever, if you want to get free marketing, you want to make sure that you dress me well. Because I'm going to come. And when I come, I'm going to come.
All right.
Listen, it's going down. My brother, listen, I take the challenge. And Miss Crockerbit, what's her name?
Miss who?
See what I'm saying?
See? Mama, he mean no harm.
Wait,
see?
Time out.
See how he doesn't. See? Now
that
this,
Mama,
this is the wife
this is the wife of the silent partner of this here show.
Mama, we and me, no harm.
No, no, you called him a stutter bear.
No.
But anyway.
No, it didn't come out. I said, we can cut when we hit the rewind.
He just wanted to get some kudos.
I don't need no kudos.
Okay.
I just want to make sure.
Mama, can you come out?
Look here. Wednesday. We gonna get the date and the time.
Yeah, get the
right.
date and time. So I get there.
We gonna make sure you leave your Wednesday evening open.
I'm gonna leave it open.
Right. And bro, you come out too, cause he gonna need some lessons.
Listen.
So you can probably give a couple of instructions.
Listen.
I'm just gonna let you know before Wednesday. See, I haven't bowled in a while, but I'm gonna go to Cali.
I am.
I don't know excuses. I don't have any.
Listen,
because if you beat me, then I'm gonna look real bad.
Facebook,
if I beat you, they gonna say I was on the handicap.
Listen, you stream. All of our streams are connected to
MySpace.
Listen,
Black Planet.
Listen,
Black people meet.
Listen, I'm talking about.
Download/Uptown.
That don't matter.
Listen, whatever that is too. They might be trying to watch us too.
Man, listen. No excuses whatsoever.
Okay.
But one thing I do know
is
not gonna be easy for my brother.
Okay.
It's not gonna be easy.
I hear what you're saying.
And guess what?
Yes, I'm listening.
I'm claiming that I'm an amateur at this thing.
That's
Amen.
Good.
But when I get on that floor,
I don't get paid to bowl either. That makes me that
I love him like he's a biological brother.
Yeah.
But sometimes you still gotta spank them too.
Amen.
Right. Just
and I'm coming.
Did you not hear what the man said about respecting older people?
I get respected.
Did you not hit upon
a strong?
I get up here because it's a day old.
I get.
How old are you again?
42.
You 46.
Well, you 40.
Yeah.
Right. 46.
Okay.
Man, how ironic that is.
Man, respect my
whatever.
Man, you listen. You better put some respect in my name.
Put some respect
in my name.
I don't care how old you are. Put some respect.
Put some respect in my name.
I hear what you're saying.
Okay, you may be older in years, but I'm older in preaching years.
Amen.
Now that's where we're going.
Okay,
listen, I just
church before you did.
You probably did.
You got me on that one.
You probably did.
I was downstairs sleeping in 1972.
You were still swimming.
I wasn't even born.
You were swimming.
But don't nobody.
You just make sure
I'll be there.
Don't worry about me.
Next week,
can you? Anybody who want, we gonna put the announcement out.
Come out there.
We gonna put the announcement out. We gonna let y'all know. Cause see, I don't
log in these.
Yeah, they still come right. They coming on.
Y'all keep logging in. Keep still logging in.
Look, man.
I love that.
Y'all, it's gonna be one.
Yeah. Hit them hearts too while you're doing it. Hit them hearts.
Now you come on. Now see you know. Now you come bold now, but. It ain't personal. Like you just voted
for fun. I'm just for the fun.
Because your boy
is going down.
See, you're right over there.
I'm a problem.
Man, I'm listen, I'm going to set my outfit out that Monday. I'm going to put it on my Japan. I'm going to kill him.
This is what
I'm going
to kill him.
This is what happens when they try to step outside of that.
Get the
listen.
That's all right.
See, he don't want my gift.
I'm MC Hammer.
Hey.
You too big MC.
That's all right.
My gift is make room for me. My gift is about to make room for me.
My gift is about to make room for me.
Amen.
All right. I hear you.
I'm going to show you how we're going to do
blood
this
of
thing.
Hearts.
Anyway, back to the business.
Yeah.
That's going to happen.
Gutter.
Pastor Williams.
I like to say that.
Washington.
Not Williams.
Are you nervous?
I got my brother nervous.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I believe I'm being talked about.
I'm
right
about to put a tune to this thing.
Right. Somebody talking about me right now.
No.
Somebody talking about me right now.
Yeah.
That's why I made the slip up. Anyway, Pastor Washington. So let me ask you this real quick. We had a few minutes left.
Yep.
What's next? What's next now? What's on the agenda for the rest of the year, at least?
Okay, so this month, starting this Sunday, I am preaching purpose, posture, and position. I'm preaching a series this month.
Is that your vision?
That's the message that God gave me for us to see the vision.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay. So it's purpose, posture, and position.
Okay, that's good.
I'll preach the whole sermon first Sunday.
Okay.
But I'll preach the series second, third, and fourth Sunday. So each Sunday will be... second Sunday will be purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Third Sunday will be posture and allows him to be the position.
That's good. That's good.
And what he gave me was if we knew our purpose and understood our posture, then he'll put us in the right position.
Oh, wow.
I got you.
Yeah. Wow, that's good. That's good.
So pretty much people don't know their – people are out of alignment because they don't know their purpose.
Right.
Gotcha.
When you're able to find out what your purpose is and you get to your purpose, then your posture changes and you'll stop being so vulgar and be more humble.
I got you.
And then God puts you in position.
Gotcha. That's good.
So
that's
you pass them full time?
Full time.
Wow.
You know, it's
but I got a job.
Okay. Okay. So you're that means you're full time, but you're bivocational.
Yes,
as well. So you do have a full time gig.
I have a full time.
That's good. That's good.
Monday through Friday.
I have a 5 day a week. I'm actually off on Thursdays and Sundays.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. So you know, it allows me to do the ministry on Sunday. But like I was talking to the GM, you know, we're going to figure out what we can do to kind of help the schedule because you know if I have to be able to do funerals if I have to do funerals on Saturday.
Sure. Yeah.
And I got to be free on Sunday.
Sure.
So whatever God sends me to do and how he sends me to do it, that's what it will be.
That's one of the reasons why I'm I've been full-time for a while.
Okay.
But I did go back into the sector of restaurant business. I was a general manager at Chicago Home Chicken and Waffles on 39th and King Drive. But,
and I you know, I know Darnell.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
I call him personally, especially when I come to the one over here. Hey, can you have your son with the long ponytail?
Yeah, same.
Make sure I got my seat.
Same.
My people.
So, but they wanted me to work Sundays because Sunday's one of the biggest days.
That's the money day.
And I couldn't do it.
Right.
You know, it's rough trying to be an effective pastor.
Right.
But in the same token, we got to eat.
Absolutely.
In your bio, I believe you said a man that don't work
don't eat.
Right.
Still
absolutely.
You. And just like you know, dogs talk.
Mm-hmm.
And every now and then they say it's rough.
They say it's rough.
It's rough.
Yes.
So, I'm saying it's rough out here.
It's rough out
man. It's rough. And so, man, my brother, I'm gonna tell you this, man. Keep doing what you're doing, man, and stay linked with the proper people, man.
Sir. Yes, sir.
That's what's really going to get you to where you need to be. Mm-hmm. And love on your people.
Absolutely.
Even when they're not loving you.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Because there's going to be times they're not loving you.
Yes.
I'm honestly.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter what you do for them, that's just periods of times that you don't feel like they're loving on you.
Amen.
But with God's help, you'll be all right, man. You're in a good area.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you're in prime area.
You're in prime area. I don't believe that you'll get the backlash from the other pastors because they settled. They're in their prime, but beyond their prime.
Right.
So, you know, you're the youngest thing in the area that I know of now,
right,
as far as fresh ministry. Just man, get your vision out there. You know your vision. Make sure that you can relate your vision to people.
Amen.
Because people want to see where they're going.
Amen.
They really do. And so relate it to them. In its simplicity, be simple with it. Don't like KISS. We used to say keep it simple, stupid, but keep it simple, saint. My vision: love people, empower people, disciple people.
Okay.
Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and righteousness, everything else.
That's
just keep it simple, and then you'll get it. That's good.
Look, y'all, it's about that time, man. We got to get out of here, man. We couple minutes over time. See, producing the ran up out of here. All right.
Yes.
She had to go back to work. Hey, I can't pay her. She got to go with the pay. Hey, so look here, we are good to go.
Hey,
Pastor Washington, see, I got to write that time. Could you pray us out, sir?
Yes, sir. Thank you. Bow your heads with me. Real quick, I won't take but a brief second.
Take your time.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you humbly. We're going to ask, Father God, that you bless us, Lord, because we do the work and the will of you, O God. We thank you for your son who shed his blood on Calvary's cross. We thank you, Father God, that he went into a borrowed grave and that he came out, Father God, with all keys and power in his hand. O God, we just lift you up right now because you're worthy of our praise. You're worthy of the glory, O God, and you deserve all of the honor and praise in the land and in heaven, O God. Father God, we just want to say right now as brethren that we come together and be on one accord, Father God, to do the will of you, O God.
Yeah.
Let it not be of us, but, O God, let it be of you whom we serve, O God.
Yeah.
We thank you for that precious, precious holy lamb that you gave to us to take all of these sins that we've created, O God, and cleanse us up from our sinful ways. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus, let it be because of him that you hear our praise. In his name, let us both say,
Amen. That's
amen.
Good. That's good stuff. Look, y'all, we got to go. It has been an absolute pleasure to have this brother here. I can probably tell you this probably won't be his last time.
God bless
you. Thank you so much, man, for coming out, man. We thank
I
you for your guests. This is like that, McCoy. Pray your bodyguard.
Brother, man.
Cut back there.
Amen.
But look, it's been a great time, man. We appreciate you for coming in. Pastor Parks, as always, thank you so
man,
much, sir.
Pleasure, my man.
Pleasure.
We're
going to sit down and renegotiate your contract, though. after we're about, you're going to be back to drinking ice mountain water next week.
Got you good feet. You got you good feet.
You ain't paying.
Yes,
let's put that back. You ain't sending us no money.
They
get no free market in here. Look, but we got to go. But as always, man, we so appreciate to all of you guys. Thank you so much. And like I always say, if you live in the city of Chicago, if you got to go up and down these streets, keep your head on the
swivel.
Hey, we'll be back, y'all. Y'all stay blessed. CTLO.
Amen.